This is Radio Nepal. I am Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Nepali Congress says new chapter of development begins in Nepal following endorsement of Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says endorsement of MCC strengthens ruling alliance. 80 political parties apply for party registration to contest in upcoming local level elections. And Ukraine calls for ceasefire as high-level talks with Russia begin. Now the news in detail. Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Prakash Sharan Mahat has said that new chapter of development has begun in Nepal, along with the endorsement of the Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. At a press meet organized at Lalitpur-based party headquarters, Nepali Congress spokesperson Dr. Mahat said, the MCC Compact was ratified with the strong determination of Prime Minister, garnering the support from the ruling alliance. Spokesperson Dr. Mahat claimed that the MCC was purely a development project. He also said that all the misunderstandings would be cleared after the project comes into implementation. Party spokesperson Mahat further added that his party would be effortful to clear all misunderstandings regarding the MCC. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says the ruling alliance has been stronger following the ratification of the MCC Compact with the Interpretative Declaration. Organizing a press conference at his residence in Kumalta today, Chairman Prachanda said, the MCC has finally got an outlet after the disputes and discussions. Chairman Prachanda said the ruling coalition would be then focused on the upcoming elections. He also claimed that the MCC Compact was endorsed with an interpretative declaration, making some disputed issues clear. He further added that he was always voicing for ratification of the proposal only after its amendment. 80 political parties have applied for party registration to contest in the upcoming local level elections. According to the Election Commission of Nepal, 80 political parties out of a total 111 registered in the commission applied to contest in the local level elections, scheduled to be held on the 13th of May this year. In a press conference in Kathmandu today, Commission's spokesperson Saligram Sharma said, the Commission is preparing to print around 20 million ballot papers for the upcoming local level elections. 244 Nepalese affected by the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict have safely reached their European destinations. In a press statement today, a high-level committee formed by the Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNS, said the affected Nepalese had left Ukraine and reached Poland, Slovakia, Romania, Hungary and Moldova. According to the NRNA Ukraine, 40 Nepalese families are permanently residing in Ukraine. A meeting of this Sunday of the committee, headed by its chairperson and Nepal's ambassador for Germany, Ramkaji Khadka, decided to take necessary initiations to transport those Nepalese affected by the conflict to safer locations. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has appointed Dr. Mahesh Raj Pantha as expert of history and archaeology for the office of the president. According to a statement issued by the office of the president, the head of the state also appointed Dr. Krishna Prasad Wali as an environmental expert for the office of the president. Minister for Women, Children and Senior Citizens Uma Regmi says the Social Welfare Council will be brought into digital services. Speaking at a meeting of the Sustainable Development and Good Governance Committee, Minister Regmi said the council's services will be digitized. Minister Regmi added that she was effortful to make the non-governmental organization's projects monitoring system effective. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
सादा खाना 100 रुपैयाँ मटन खाना 200 रुपैयाँ ओए मोबाइलको डाटा पनि हामीले चलाएको मेनु अनुसार महँगो र सस्तो पर्नुपर्ने होइन र
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
श्रम ऐन 2074 पालना गरौं। श्रमिक, श्रमिक आपूर्तिकर्ता र रोजगारदाता सजग बनौं।
नेपाल सरकार, श्रम, रोजगार तथा सामाजिक सुरक्षा मन्त्रालय।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। All preparations for the Mahashivaratri festival have been completed in the Pashupati temple area. The Pashupati Area Development Trust said all works related to the security arrangement, including food and accommodation, to the devotees, reception to the sadhus and saints, and the religious programs were completed. The trust said the management of emergency health and medical treatment and mobilization of volunteers were also over. The trust has also urged all those participating in the Mahashivaratri festival to abide by the health safety protocols determined by the government, as the risk of COVID-19 is not over yet. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 180 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal today. The number of cases was confirmed while testing 8,341 samples. Likewise, 400 people recovered from the COVID-19 infection in the past 24 hours. Meanwhile, the Health Ministry recorded one corona-related death today, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,936 in the country so far. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. High-level talks between Russia and Ukraine are taking place at the Ukraine-Belarus border. Before the meeting, President Volodymyr Zelensky urged Russian troops to lay down their weapons and called for immediate EU membership. President Zelensky called the next 24 hours crucial for Ukraine. And according to the BBC, on the fifth day of Russian invasion of Ukraine, people in Kyiv are emerging from their homes after a weekend-long curfew. Ukraine's military claims that pace of Russia's assault has lulled. According to Ukraine's health minister, the civilian death toll now stands at 352 people, including 14 children. Meanwhile, European Union defense ministers are set to discuss plans later to jointly finance deliveries of weapons worth €500 million to Ukraine. The bloc's foreign policy chief says the plan will include a range of defensive arms aimed at helping assist Kyiv's efforts to repel Russian forces. According to the UN's latest assessment, many of the impacts of global warming are now simply irreversible. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change says that humans and nature are being pushed beyond their abilities to adapt. This summer study finds that over 40% of the world's population are highly vulnerable to climate. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the mountainous areas of Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province, and mainly fair in rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepali Congress says new chapter of development begins in Nepal following endorsement of new Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC Compact. CPN Mao Center Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda says endorsement of MCC strengthens ruling alliance. 80 political parties apply for party registration to contest in upcoming local level elections. And Ukraine calls for ceasefire as high-level talks with Russia begin. Well, that's the end of the news from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.